الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة، يعدل الصيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة، وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر، لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام: صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعدها. ومنها التكبير دبر الصلاة، صلاة المكتوبات. وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من يوم النحر، يقول: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وكان علي يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من أيام التشريك، ويكبر بعد العصر. ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد، ومنها الصلاة والخطبة، وقد سبق في خطبة آخر رمضان. ونكرر أوائلهما تسهيلا للإخوان، وهي من أحيا ليلة العيدين الحديث. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى الحديث. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, I have recited few verses of Holy Quran and few Ahadith Sharifa. The verses of Holy Quran what I have recited has mafhum by the oath of Fajr and by the 10 nights of Zil Hajj. It means the first 10 nights and the even and the odd. In this, Mufassirin have said that by this it means that those 10 days, the 10 nights means the first 10 nights of Zil Hajj, and by odd means the ninth one, it means the day of Hajj, Yom Al Arafah. And by even mean the 10th day, which is Yom al-Nahr, it means Eid al-Azha. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears on those which are great events and great things. So these nights and these events are very, very much great according to Allah, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should take care of these. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in these, we should consider it. For this purpose, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there are no other days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it more that he should be worshipped than the 10 days of Zil Hajj. The fast of every day is equal to the fasting of year, and the standing in prayer on one night among them is equal to the standing in prayers on the night of Laylatul Qadr, especially the fast of the day of Arafat. It means we should understand this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant us too much ajr on these amal. So it's not farz, it's not wajib, it is mustahab, but has great ajr. So there we should be greedy for these things. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ajr of 1 year, keeping fast of 1 year, on keeping of one day in these days, so why should not we get this ajr? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put too much ajr on Qiyam al-Layl, in these nights, why should not we take these ajr? Some ulama says that these 10 days and nights are even greater, having greater ajr than the Ramadan even. But there are some ulama who say it. No, the days of these days are, you can say, having more ajr than Ramadan, but the nights are not, because in the nights there is Laylatul Qadr, which has been told in Quran, so therefore that is more afzal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for the fast of the day of Arafat, I have the hope in Allah that He will pardon all minor sins of the previous years and the following year. MashaAllah. It's too much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to get this ajr and to get this reward. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us for 2 years, so then how much great this is for us. And of the ahkam of this time is the takbir after every salah. The Sahabi Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who used to recite the takbir after every compulsory salah from the morning day of the Arafat up to Asr salah on the day of Nahar, it means 12. Asr Salah, Ayyam Nahar. Saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite that takbir from after Fajr on the day of Arafat up to Asr Salah on the last day of Tashriq. It means the 13th of Zilhajj. These takbirat are wajib for all the Muslims, men or women. As it is after Salah, so if there is Jamaat Salah, so it is better for those people. But in Jamaat, because one of them may be remembering it and may say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. So the whole people then know it, and they also say. But for the person who is a munfarid or is lady, this becomes difficult. So one has to make his mind to not to ignore it. The night of Eid has to be spent by staying awake in zikr and of the further ahkam of Eid al-Azha is the Salah of Eid and the two khutbahs. These are similar to the khutbahs mentioned in Eid al-Fitr. We should understand this, that we have a great chance to get too much ajr on these two nights, the night of Eid al-Fitr and the night of Eid al-Azha. So we should remember it. As far as me is concerned, I do this in the way that I recite Alhamdulillah two juz, the last two juz. It means the 29th and 30th in these nights, because it has round about 1,000 ayah. And if a person recite 1,000 ayah in any night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the ajr of qintar, which is too much. So therefore, if on these nights I get this ajr, so mashallah, it will be too much. So and the person will also not be considered ghafil. So I do this in the way, and salat tahajjud as well to be included. The night of Eid, I already said that we have to spend in the ibadat, and we should be awake for some time at least, that we should get this ajr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stays awake for ibadah on the nights of the two Eids, his heart will not die, for fear on the day when all hearts will die. So this is actually the fazilat of these nights. So we should stay in salah in these nights. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to proceed for Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha to the Musalla, the first thing that he did on arriving there was to perform the salah. It means on reaching the praying place of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, one is to do this first, to offer prayer. And he then used to then turn, facing the people sitting in their lines, and then he used to deliver a khutbah, advising them and instructing them. So after that, one has to, the imam should have to recite khutbahs, two khutbahs. And there are some special instructions about Eid al-Fitr khutbah and Eid al-Adha khutbah, and these are included in these books. So we have to follow these. One thing which is very, very much important in these days is nahar. Because in adhiha, in Quran, when Rasulullah SAW was asked, what are these adhiha? Rasulullah SAW said, this is sunnat of your father Ibrahim. Sunnat abikum Ibrahim. So, although it is sunnat as far as the procedure is concerned, but as far as ahkam is concerned, it is wajib. So, if a person is rich to that limit, that on him, Sidqa Fitr is wajib. Then he has to do Qurbani, Nahar as well. Slaughter the camel. So slaughter the, you can say, cattle or camel or sheep or something. So there are few which can be slaughtered. So there are some ahkamat related to these things. One should learn it. Learn these ahkamat. Number one thing, that there are some, and you can say animals, in which one can have seven parts. It means seven people can be accommodated in this. But no one should get a share less than 1/7. For example, if a person slaughtering the animal from himself, The total, okay, it is okay. If 2%, okay. 3%, okay. 4%, okay. 5%, okay. 6%, okay. 7%, okay. After this, 8% not allowed. The other thing which should be kept in remembered, that all these people who are taking share, they should have niyat of either nahar or aqiqah. If a person has another niyat other than these two, then all animal will not be, you can say, accepted as for nahar. So one has to be sure about this. The other thing is this, that animal should not be defective. And these things have been explained. What are the defects? And to which limit we can go? And if a person got one animal and he lost that, and after that he got it again, he purchased another one and he got that previous one again. So if he is a rich person on which this was not wajib, so he has to slaughter one of them. But if he is a poor person on which it was not wajib, he will have to slaughter both. And as far as cutting off animals concerned, one should, you can say, learn it, how to perform zabah, how to slaughter. At least takbir is necessary. Bismillah Allahu Akbar. And he should know how to cut it. And if the flesh is distributed, so it should be distributed correctly. Otherwise, the sin of interest may occur. But if some different types of things, just like the head and the legs, if these are included on one side and the other side, meat is more, so okay, this is no problem. And we should take care of this, to slaughter the animal in such a way that he should not be having too much problem. It means he should not be teased. And that is muhtaram, because it is for slaughtering. There are some people who are speaking against slaughtering, and they said, okay, we should give this money to some poor people, we should give this we should use this money in marrying poor women, or etc., etc. But these are excuses, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has slaughtered 100 camels at the day of Hajj. It means Yom Nahar. So there, mostly the Sahaba were poor people. So effort would be good. So Rasulullah would spend that money in Sahaba, but he did not did it. He did 100 camels slaughtered. So therefore, we should also do this. And this has nisbat with the slaughtering of Ismail al-Islam. So this cannot be achieved. Therefore, it is said that if a person performs this nahar and he used this the whole meat for himself, and the other person He spends billions of rupees or dollars in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that day, but does not perform that nahar. So then the first person is good, because he has not performed any sin, and the other performed sin. So we should understand this, how much important this. And as far as this day is concerned, it's a really great day. And if you are going for prayer, so we should say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, with some loud voice. And the Eid al-Fitr, it was not with loud voice, but this with loud voice better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform all these things accordingly. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.